politics. Dems back relatives' amnesty bill. Don't include corruption or lèse majeste, Abhisit says. Opposition leader Abhisit Vejjajiva has voiced the Democrat Party's support for the People's Amnesty Bill proposed by relatives of those killed in the 2010 political violence. However, he suggested the bill needed to make sure that those involved in corruption and offenses against the monarchy are not included under the amnesty. The relatives include Payau Akahad, mother of Kamon Kate Akahad, the volunteer medic who was shot and killed at Wat Pathum Wanaram on May 19, 2010, during the military crackdown. Mr. Abhisit said the People's Amnesty Bill set out clear conditions that only members of the public, regardless of political allegiances, and those who committed minor non-criminal offenses would be granted an amnesty. But those who gave orders in violation of the criminal code, inciting others to kill, set fire to public property, and do harm to the public or soldiers, would not be included. However, Mr. Abhisit said he wanted the People's Bill to make it clear that anyone involved in corruption or offenses against the monarchy in violation of the Criminal Code's Section 112, known widely as the Lèse Majeste Law, should also be exempt from the amnesty. The other proposed amnesty bills, some of which seek to grant a blanket amnesty regardless of offenses committed, also failed to address the issues of corruption or crimes against the monarchy, he added. If the government is serious about pursuing an amnesty, the opposition would be happy to take part in negotiations to push the People's Bill into law, Mr. Abhisit said. He said it was the first amnesty bill that had been proposed with a reasonable and reconciliatory tone. The party would cooperate fully if the government agreed to withdraw the other reconciliation and amnesty bills currently under deliberation, Mr. Abhisit said. Several other bills have been proposed by Pheutai Party MP for Samutprakan Warachai Hema, Labor Minister Chalom Yubungrong, government whips and other groups. Withdrawing those bills would leave only the People's Amnesty Bill for consideration in the House. It would be acceptable to the opposition if the government agrees to withdraw all the other bills and pushes only the People's Amnesty Bill for deliberation, Mr. Abhisit said. Democrat spokesman Chavanont Intarakoman Yasut Thursday dismissed criticism that the party has supported an amnesty aimed at exonerating those involved in instigating public disturbances during the 2010 political violence. Mr. Chavanont stressed the People's Bill clearly separates offenses in violation of the emergency rule and minor offenses during the 2010 unrest. Early Thursday, Senator Kamnun Sitisaman posted a message on his Facebook page asking the Democrat Party to clarify its stance on the People's Amnesty Bill. He said the bill seeks to grant an amnesty to offenders who violated Section 112 and to those who set fire to government buildings. The party will not support an amnesty for these violations, Mr. Chavanont responded. Mr. Kamnun said the People's Bill was modeled on an amnesty bill proposed by the Nitirat Group. However, the language of the People's Bill has been adjusted to also give an amnesty to those who violated the Section 112, he said. Jetapun Prompan, a co-leader of the Red Shirt United Front for Democracy Against Dictatorship, said the relatives of the victims killed in the 2010 political violence have the right to propose their own amnesty bill. But the UDD's stance has been to support the bill proposed by Mr. Warachai because it seeks an amnesty for political offenders who have now been incarcerated for 3 years since the 2010 political violence. Mr. Jayapong said he will discuss the amnesty issue with Ms. Piao to ensure they proceed in the same direction. Mr. Warachai said Thursday that when Parliament reconvenes on August 1st, his amnesty bill should be moved to the top of the agenda for consideration instead of the 2014 budget bill, because his bill is important to those who are still in prison. He said deliberation of the bill should take only a day, as its content is clear in granting amnesty to all groups of people except protest leaders and those who gave orders to security forces to crack down on protesters.